What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I remember when Believe came out. It was the comeback for Cher. It was such a huge moment for Cher. I love that tune. I listen to that tune every day. Sorry. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind of experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you rather the Phillies trade big assets for at the deadline, a closer or a bat? What do you think the poll is at here?
A bat.
What do you think the percentage is at?
I'll go 58% a bat.
56.
Okay.
56.
All right.
And the one thing they can't get fooled by is they have the most runs and most home runs in the National League in the last 30 days.
The Phillies do.
Well, that's all Schwarber.
Yeah, well, he's got nine and Bryce, nine and nine.
Schwarber and Bryce.
Yeah. Don't get fooled. Don't get fooled. I know you said that.
It's that bottom of the lineup that, like, how do you get past the first four hitters and then look what's left? First five hitters.
Hold on. Otto went
twice
yesterday.
Yeah, Otto's been all right. Yeah.
Come on, man. Okay. JT's been red hot.
Yeah, Sosa.
JT, I'm good with.
Yeah.
You asked for JT bat seventh.
I'm just saying.
And not fifth.
I don't know how much I'm trusting Sosa to come through in the postseason.
Yeah.
Otto Kemp, I definitely am not trusting to come through in the postseason.
You trusting Jordan Romano on the bullpen?
Nope.
And I don't care.
As a matter of fact, I don't know if I trust anybody in that bullpen.
Yeah, because even what's his face who's been good,
Kirkring. Yeah,
Kirkring's stuff is good, and when he is rolling, he's good. But it can unravel for Orion Kirkring like that. He's one of those guys that when things are going well, he's good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's the best guy they have right now. But I know the bullpen let us down in the playoffs last year, but such a different feeling going into it this year. Last year the bullpen was so good. I'm amazed that they've won 60 games this year with this bullpen. That they haven't given up more leads,
right,
to be honest with you.
Yeah. Especially once you lost Alvarez.
Alvarado.
That's what I said.
Yep. Sure did. Everyone heard it.
That's what I said. 215-592-9494.
I got that from Michael B.
Oh, really?
Clearly make a mistake on something and still say, yep, that's what I said.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Michael B., one of a kind. I'm glad to say I work with Michael B. I've never seen, first of all, like, so wired, but so tired all the time. Like, because he works all the time.
Hold on. Do you know James Seltzer?
Similar to Seltzer, similar energy, but I've also never seen somebody so distracted by food as Michael B. I told this story once. We were having, I think this was before I was program director, but I was I would meet with you guys before the show, mm-hmm, when I was assistant program director.
Yep.
And we were sitting there talking, and there was a Tasty Cake on the table. And I could tell that Michael B. was not listening to me because he was looking at the Tasty Cake. And
We've all been there.
I remember saying,
We've all been there.
I would
just get it.
Just eat the Tasty Cake, Michael B. Just eat the Tasty Cake. Get it out of here.
Well, I loved yesterday. They do that thing in the seventh inning.
Yes.
And it was a 4-3 game. And he goes, do you guys still think they can win this one? It's like,
he felt it, though.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. I can still win this one.
215-592-9494. Gary.
Did we score again?
No.
He was right.
He had a feel. Listen, I'm not saying he didn't have a feel, but like, it's a tough spot.
Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP.
Favorite Michael B. moment. Yeah. The ice is slippery in that corner.
Wait, what did
you
he say?
Remember that? He was at the Olympics doing the speed skating, and the coach came over and he was like, what happened there? Why did he lose? And the coach said, yeah, the ice is slippery in that corner. Must be quick turned around and said, the ice is slippery in that corner. You could just see in his face. He's like, oh, man, I just got.
In that corner it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what's up, Gary?
Yeah, I agree with you, Spike. Jack just has to take him baseline to baseline.
Oh, we're talking about tennis here. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just got to get it in there. Now, by the way, I don't know that Joe's going to handle it any differently. Like, I don't know if Joe's going to go. I think it's possible that Joe goes in there saying, this is my sport, and trying to like show off and look great, yeah. Which I think works in Jack's favor.
But I think the more Jack makes him swing, the more tired he's going to get.
And yes. Especially 96 degrees. He's going to melt. Yeah.
At noon, that's just brutal.
Yeah.
It's actually, I mean...
Whose idea was this?
Yeah. Is this can I get worker's comp?
No, you have to get hurt before you get workman's comp.
Well, I'm getting ahead of it.
Yeah. I think there's a possibility the camera doesn't make it through the tennis. Like, this is the end of him. He is the worst. I know he's trying hard. The coaches, it's impressive. I'm impressed by all the work he's putting into it. He is one of the least healthy people I've ever seen in my entire life. So I like the odds of him actually making it through all the way through the tennis, I think, is very low.
And many youth parents try, but you can't buy talent.
No, you cannot. You cannot. Yeah.
And you were talking about the movie. Did you guys watch Beverly Hill Cop, the new one?
No.
You know what? I did not see that.
We're looking for bad sequels.
Is that the Foley? Foley one?
I'm saying, did you the Happy Gilmore is along the same line as Beverly Hills Cop? Like, it's the same jokes. There's like some funny moments in
okay.
It's worth watching, but it's not like cinema magic.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody expected it to be like, you know.
Well, and the first one is so hard to live up to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I like Billy Madison better than I like.
I did not like Billy Madison.
Oh, really?
Better than
I even like Big Daddy better than Happy Gilmore.
You sleep on Happy Gilmore.
No, it's funny, but it's not as funny as Big Daddy or
it's
Billy Madison.
It's way better than Big Daddy.
No, I like them both. I like them both better.
Billy Madison's a little too dumb. Like, I like Billy Madison, but it's a little too dumb.
And Big Daddy, like, it's a little touching.
Yeah.
You know? My
oldest son, he grew up in that era where...
The Big Daddy
era. Big Daddy, the Adam Sandler. He likes Little Nicky, like all those dumb Adam Sandler movies.
He's got a lot of them.
He
got
does.
A lot of them, man. Although I like Grown Ups.
I've never seen Grown Ups. That's with Spade.
That's not
right?
Him. Yeah, that's with Spade and Chris Rock.
Yep.
And
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, one more too.
Yeah, there's one more. Oh, Kevin. Is Kevin James?
Oh yeah, Kevin James. Yeah.
They made a Grown Ups too. There, Ike.
I know it's good.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah, Grown Ups 2 is even good.
Oh. Okay.
See, Sandler's run ended for me with Click. You see Click?
I didn't see Click.
Yeah.
Is that the remote?
Yeah.
That was stupid.
Yeah, very dumb. And you're talking to a guy that saw Jack and Jill in the movies.
Really?
Of
in
course,
the theater?
Of course
with
you
Jill.
Did.
And yes, the worst movie I've ever seen.
Well, but your name's John.
Yeah, you keep bringing this up. But again, I went my whole life going by Jack.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make it your name.
I didn't change my name in college, you know, to run away from it.
Well, you know what? I didn't have a big Spike ice cream truck at my wedding
I didn't either.
Celebrating my name.
I didn't either. It got dropped off, and I thought it was going to be free.
Okay.
You wind up having to pay for it?
I thought it was going to be a huge endorsement. It did not end up.
That was going to be a big deal.
Didn't happen. They weren't as excited as we were.
No.
Oh, man.
Well, they were like, his name's not even really Jack. Maybe somebody whispered that.
We don't want to lie to our people.
Gary, did you have a bad sequel? Because that's what we were asking for.
Yeah, I missed a physics exam to be extra in this. Rocky V was god-awful.
Rocky V.
Oh, you're not a Rocky V guy?
Which one? Thank you for
that's
the call,
That's a Tommy Gunn.
Oh, that one was fine.
I like Rocky
Touch
Five.
Me and I'll sue.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Rockies catch a lot of heat. They do.
Yes.
After two. They catch a lot of three, four, five, six. They all catch heat.
And three, I think, is underrated.
Yep.
And four is great.
Classic Drago. Yeah. Come on, man.
And I think five is worth watching.
I'll take five.
Yes.
I'll take five with Tommy Gunn.
Yes.
And the fight promoter.
Yeah,
the Don King one of me.
Yes,
yeah, they made that movie good.
The funniest thing in the Rockies is Rocky in Rocky 1 and 2, Rocky is dumb. Then in Rockies, it's true.
He is,
then in Rockies 3 and 4, Rocky's not like dumb anymore.
Not as dumb.
And then in Rocky 5, he's the old Rocky. He's an idiot again.
He's back to being stupid.
Yeah, he's back to being stupid. They give you no explanation as to why Rocky went from being dumb to smart to dumb again.
No, the brain stuff.
Did they explain that?
Yeah, it was that? Basically the brain trauma, yeah.
All right, my bad. They explained that in Rocky V? I'm sorry. Anybody
no, that
with
was
brain
in,
trauma.
Yeah, because that's why he couldn't box anymore.
Okay.
Right? Because it was that six? Am I thinking of?
Was there
no, because I never saw six. Well, six is the whole Balboa and all that.
Rocky Balboa.
I never
and
watched all
Creed.
That. Creed. I've never seen Creed.
Okay.
Creed's one
fine.
Or two.
I stopped Creed's after three, I think. I've only seen the Rockies movie once.
You've never seen four?
I probably not. I
with think Drago?
No idea what you're talking
about. Oh, you gotta watch Rocky.
Yeah, you even from here?
No, come on.
Oh
come on, there's like world peace. If
yeah,
I can if I can change and use can change, we all can change.
That's right.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. The Cars Out John Ashdale wants you to change your car. He wants you to drive into Colonial, and that's what Colonial Hyundai Fest is all about. The biggest event of the summer is you driving your car in there and then driving out with a brand new Hyundai with your payment not going up at all. They do this by getting you the lowest financing anywhere, as low as 0% on any of those new Hyundais in stock. And those new Hyundais, there's over 300 of them on the lot. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it for you. And by the way, you're going to save up to 20% off that Hyundai, which is up to 10 grand off any new Hyundai in stock. And the car that you're driving in there, no matter what condition it's in, if you have to push it up to Colonial.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
They're going to give you $6,500 guaranteed. You drive that new cologne, that new Hyundai off the lot, you're driving off with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. So two quick Jalen notes. Jalen note number one.
Now, Jalen Hurts?
Hurts, okay. Yes. Oh, right. We have a couple. Yeah. Jalen Hurts.
Seriously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. And we called
him. Throw in Jalix.
Yeah, and we called them both Jalen, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't just call one Carter and one
Hurts.
Yeah, Hurts, yeah. Okay, two Jalen Hurts notes. First, and I believe Adam Schefter said he is the only NFL player endorsing Sprite, but Jalen Hurts is now a Sprite endorser.
It will obey your thirst.
Obey your thirst. Is,
yeah.
is
He's always been a LeBron guy.
Yeah, is LeBron is Sprite too, right?
Is he?
Yes,
oh,
I
okay.
believe he is, yeah.
All right.
So, big deal for Jalen.
Yeah, big deal.
This isn't a Jalen thing specific. I don't love when professional athletes are telling people to drink soda and eat candy. Like, these are the... it's just personal thing.
But when you ask Trey Turner, you say a candy bar.
He wasn't endorsing it. He wasn't telling everybody to buy Starburst. I mean, like, look.
Skittles.
Soda has its place. It does. But...
You drink a diet soda every day.
A diet one. One. And I am in good condition. I'm just saying, our country is full of fat people. And part of the reason is the soda. And do you think Jalen Hurts, no offense, do you think Jalen Hurts is drinking Sprites?
Well, he probably can.
He can.
He's 25.
In the commercials.
But probably not.
I probably can get away with it.
I just don't like.
I drank it with no problem back then.
This is like one of the healthiest guys in the world. Like, whatever. But congratulations.
You think he's a health nut?
I think he is.
I think he is too. I think I watched some video of like what he eats in a day.
Really?
It's a lot of eggs and meat.
Yeah, I bet he's pretty regimented.
That
would be
sound
my guess.
Like.
Yeah. Eats a lot of
eggs
meat.
Eggs and meat. Yeah, that don't really sound like a diet.
Yeah. Well, eggs are good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they?
They are.
All right.
They are.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The vegan over there.
Yeah, well, I don't eat them.
We'll get you back, pal.
You're not going to get me back.
We'll get you back.
You're not going to get me back.
Eggs are fine.
Eggs are fine.
But he's endorsing Sprite.
He's endorsing Sprite.
That's a big deal.
Congratulations to Jalen Hurts.
Oh, he's got all the big brands, man.
And
ooh, boy.
And then was revealed Merrill Reese on the first day of training camp. Jalen Hurts gave Merrill, our very own Merrill Reese, is this an autographed shoe? Is it autographed sneakers? Autographed cleats?
Yeah.
That said,
I'm assuming it's both.
That said, to M. Reese, you saw it when no one else did. Could love Jalen.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a very nice thing that he thought of him in that way.
Are those his Super Bowl cleats? No, they probably went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I don't know. I would think that the Eagles saw it.
Oh.
They did. I wonder if Howie is sitting there thinking, well, I'm the one that drafted you. I gave you $50 million. That is a very nice thing, though, for him to be... To show that respect, I know, Merrill's been doing this an awfully long time. And Jalen can seem like he is unaware of what's going on. But him to, like, be aware enough. And you know, he's probably not listening. He's definitely not listening to the
games. Well, he certainly can't be listening while he's playing.
While he's playing. So for him to go and be aware enough that Merrill was a supporter early on, I think that's a good move from Jalen Hurts.
Oh, man. The guy just continues to just, you know, he just does what he does. QB1, man.
That's what he is.
I wonder why you guys don't love him. It's everything you want your quarterback to be, man. Just is.
Jack?
The winner?
Yep.
Team player.
Yep.
Knows everybody.
He does.
Thanks everybody.
Never gets in any trouble.
Yeah.
You know, never says the wrong thing.
Doesn't hold grudges.
Hey, I'm going to tell you the biggest thing in all seriousness.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he doesn't have this desire to be out there. You know, some guys want to be out there. They want to be at everything. They want to be, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, they're always on social media. They got something to say about everything.
You got a podcast or on Twitch.
Like Jalen is, don't get me wrong, he steps out when it's time to step out. But the good thing about him is rare, and it's usually at a major event.
Yeah,
like, he's not going to the BET Awards. Are you kidding me? Yeah, he's not stepping out. But if it's the Met Gala or if it's something big like that,
sure,
he'll appear.
I think there is a certain relief. Most of the stuff we talk about with Jalen, I would say, even when we're critical, is about his play.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the couple little things with what he said about Nick or didn't say about Nick.
Sure, yeah.
But
we're
like
past that.
We've had so many It happened. That's why I was thinking.
I'm with you there. Yeah, I'm with you.
We've had so many players in this. Even currently, like Slay last year was on Micah Parsons' podcast the day after
during the season.
There are like
Which is totally.
Yes. Yeah. Well, guy on the Cowboys. And by the way, talking.
Not glowingly about one of your teammates.
Yeah, in a passive aggressive way about CJ GJ. Yeah. It is nice that, like, even if you don't do any of those things, because of what his position is and who he plays for, there's going to be controversy all the time anyway.
Around him anyway, exactly.
And he doesn't add to it.
Yep.
Which is.
That's a great way to put it. He doesn't add to it.
No. He just does his thing, plays football, moves on. Yep. You know, that it's good for him. It's good for the team.
Now, listen, we all were here in the AI era.
Yes. He had a lot of other stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on with AI.
Not great stuff.
Artificial intelligence or Allen Iverson?
Allen Iverson.
A lot came with his stardom. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? A lot came with that.
Every time that he's the number one athlete of, or the number two athlete of the last 25 years, we seem to remember that, forget about the handicapped parking spots.
A lot of stuff, yes.
And, you know, the drinking and the not practicing and all that kind of stuff. So.
But you don't have to worry about that with Jalen.
No.
Jalen is pretty much.
He is. Bam in Upper Darby, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam? What's up, Bam?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I got to tell you something. I'm going to be there at the Cameron Fritz thing tomorrow, and I just bought my cheerleader outfit, right? It says Team Fritz on it.
You bought your cheerleader outfit?
Yeah, I went to Party City and got the cheerleader outfit, right? And it says, I got my cousin, I'm blonde, so I got my cousin to write Team Fritz on it, and I got pom-poms.
I tell you.
Great.
You better really trust him.
If it was ever a time to be blind, this is the time to be blind. Let you know that. That's for sure.
Is that because of the outfit or because of what he's about to watch?
No, because of the outfit. I'm just saying. You're talking about you got a cheerleading outfit and somebody else picked it out for you. Like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, I picked it out, but I got him the right Team Fritz on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I have so many questions.
How'd you pick it out?
See, I was going to let it go.
I just went there and said I want a male cheerleading outfit.
Okay.
With some pom-poms.
Okay.
At Party City.
Yep.
Well, at least you specified male cheerleading outfit. That's
good. I don't want to see in a skirt or anything.
Yeah.
But not that you couldn't pull it off if that's what
or
you wanted.
Or if that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, if that's what you wanted to do. I have to say, Bam, I was already looking forward to Fritz to Camera 3 tomorrow.
Now, I think this is...
I want to see this more than anything else, to be honest with you. So you're going to be there at FDR Park tomorrow at noon, cheering for Fritz.
Yes, I'll be there.
Wow.
I'll definitely be there, front and center.
Okay. And if Fritz wins this, are we getting a Fritz tattoo?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I would love it. Fritz tattoo. You have a.
Hopefully get a photo after the big win tomorrow.
Yes.
With Bam in the outfit.
Bam, you got a bad sequel for us?
Yeah, before I give it, though, but I don't know if you heard, I told you this before, but I am heard from the Northeast's long-lost son. You know that, right?
Not real long-lost son, just spiritually.
But
yeah, spiritually.
Okay, yeah. We don't...
Yep.
I'm sure there's little Herbs all over the
Could
place.
Could be, yeah.
In different countries.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Yep.
In different countries.
Well, he's been around.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah. My sequel.
Bad sequel
is going to be Sister Act 2.
Never saw Sister Act 2. Whoopi Goldberg, Sister Act. It was a huge hit. Never saw the second one.
Never saw the second one either.
I don't think I saw the first one.
I do remember seeing the first one. Not memorable.
No. It was a pretty big hit.
It was a big hit, which is why I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg was like the biggest star in the world for a while.
Man, what was the
Ghost?
It was another one. She had
She was in Color Purple.
Rat Race?
Yep, Color Purple.
Rat Race, I don't remember.
She had one where she was like a detective.
Whoopi Goldberg was?
Yeah, I think so.
Can we just go back to Bam's call for a second?
Yeah.
Please do.
I was hoping we didn't, but go right ahead. I'm trying to contain myself over here. He left the one wide open when he said somebody else chose an outfit for him, a cheerleading outfit.
He went to Party City.
Yeah.
He asked them, he's blind, God bless him.
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah, there was a big movie. Yep. Went to Party City, asked for a cheerleader outfit. Male cheerleader outfit. Then got his cousin to write Team Fritz on it. Now.
The cousin could have written anything.
That, and they could have given him any
costume.
Well, that's
yes.
where, like,
that's where I'm like, hold on, man.
I picked it out. I don't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
Well, we all kind of looked at each other when he said, "I picked it out." I'm like, eh.
What if he shows up in a giraffe costume and somebody at Party City is just laughing their ass off?
Like, ah. Got him.
That's like in Dumb and Dumber.
Tony was a cheerleader.
Yeah. It's like in Dumb and Dumber when you get the dead bird.
Got
him. Oh, yes. Yeah.
You sold our dead bird to a blind kid?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's where the pets, our pets' heads are falling
yes,
off?
Yes,
yeah, that's where
yes,
that came
yes,
from.
Yes. They yes. killed Petey.
It's a good movie.
So Elliot
Dude,
is here.
I love Dumb and Dumber.
Elliot's here next?
Yeah, so yes. he still has his lady glasses on.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
All right. Does he have the lad era haircut?
No, or is the lad era.
His lady glasses. You guys don't know anything about
Dude,
style,
Dude, they're
man.
Lady
no,
glasses.
No, no, no. Spike,
oh, the sunglasses?
Yes.
Yeah, they're women's sunglasses. Yeah,
they could be unisex glasses.
Well, yeah,
that's
they
fine.
Could be. They could be. Just like that could be a unisex cheerleader outfit. It's not. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next for the Training Camp Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.